So this is San Diego Mission Academy, special board meeting operated by Alta Vista Public Charter, Inc. It is Wednesday, April 14th, 2021 at 2 o'clock. On March 17th, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to vmendoza, sdmissionacademy.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the public meeting. As required by law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter website. Call the meeting to order. We'll do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck, present. Mike Malloy,
present.
John George,
present.
And Barbara Wilbrand,
present.
So we have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Mike Malloy, can I ask you to do that?
Everybody place your right hand over your heart. Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That was very nice. Appreciate that. All right. We're going to go into staff introduction, corporate officers.
Thank you, Madam President. Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Full staff.
Good afternoon, President Stanford. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations. I also wanted to let you know that Principal Jenna Unis is unable to make this afternoon's meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. School Legal Counsel.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Kevin Ogden's here, liaison to the Charter Authorizer. Thank you.
Hi, Kevin. All right. School Legal Counsel.
Yes, good afternoon. Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LAC.
And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves? All right, welcome everybody. So now we're going to go to 1E, approve agenda for the April 14th, 2021 special public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read this. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
Mike Malloy makes the motion.
John Dorch,
second.
Okay, so Mike Miller motion and John Dorch second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
John Dorch,
aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand,
aye.
So 1E has been approved and voted on unanimously. We're now in public comment. So at this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes for agenda items or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or reschedule the matter for a future meeting. Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
This is Shelley Sands reporting that there has been no communication from the public.
Thank you so much. So now we're going to go into closed session. So we need a motion to adjourn open public board meeting to go into closed session.
Closed session.
Move to go to closed session.
Cut it back. I'll second that.
Okay, so Barbara Wilbrand has motioned, and Claudette Beck is second. And so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
John George,
aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand,
aye.
So it's by unanimous vote that we are going into closed session. All right. So it was motioned by Mike Malloy and seconded by Barbara Willebrand that we go out in closed session and reconvene into open public session, and it was a unanimous decision. And the action that was taken on that was that we have unanimously voted to opt out of Reyes versus the State of California, case number 34-2020-8034-89. And so now we're going to four corporate officers and board members, observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Looking forward to the future meetings that we will have, and hope to see you all healthy and well, or wealthy and hell. I don't know. Back to you.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments from any other board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second that we adjourn this meeting?
John,
in a second, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Okay, John?
John George motioned, Claudette Beck seconds. So we'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
All right, so unanimously we have voted to adjourn the meeting. Thank you all so much. Have a lovely rest of the day.